Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Palmyra, Indiana's preferred popcorn is looking for a few good acres, maybe twice the 3,500 already being grown here.
From Lebanon, Kentucky to Rainyville, Etown, Henderson, Madisonville, Slaughters, and then on down to Murray. We're able to grow popcorn about anywhere you can grow normal field corn.
Brian Churchill, Preferred's Indiana Operations Manager.
Preferred Popcorn has been in business for 16 years out of Chapman, Nebraska. They purchased the facility in Indiana 4 years ago from Preston Farms. It started out in 1938 as Gettlefinger popcorn. So popcorn has been a big part of this community here for a long time.
Churchill says the company has been working with the State Ag Department's Kentucky Proud program to see what kind of marketing arrangement can be made. But the bottom line is they want to expand and they need acres.
Our company has primarily focused on movie theater business around the world. And we're trying to get more into the domestic retail side of it, featuring our Kentucky-grown popcorn. We think that's a good avenue, and they're willing to give us some support for that.
Next, the styles of popcorn, from mushroom to butterfly. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
And for all of you listeners who want to be popcorn aficionados, Brian Churchill has the scoop.
There's different types of corn. We grow a mushroom corn that you would make caramel corn out of, like for Cracker Jacks. Then there's a type of butterfly corn that you would eat out of the grocery store in the microwave bags. And then we grow varieties that are higher expansion and they're very tender for the movie theater business because they're interested in the number of servings they can get per bag.
And Churchill feels popcorn may hold crop potential for some farmers.
You're dealing with a lot less volume. That's one of the incentives to popcorn over field corn. You're handling about half the volume because it's bought and sold by the hundredweight or by the pound. 70 to 80 bushels is a good crop of popcorn volume-wise. And equivalent-wise, you'd be growing 170 to 180 bushels of field corn to get the same dollars. In my mind, popcorn pays a little bit of an advantage over field corn.
He says they'd like to double or triple their Kentucky acreage. Learn more online about growing and eating popcorn at preferredpopcorn.com. That's preferredpopcorn.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.